All right. Yo, what it is, what it ain't, why come, how come, and you know what, y'all, does it even fucking matter?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of
Yes, we're black.
So, today is what, Mickey?
It's the 30 Dirty, or Dirty 30 pod.
It is.
Uh-huh, yes it is. And because of that, what are we doing, friend?
Well, we just wanted to, I guess, I feel like it's a good idea to remind y'all that we're black. You know, just in case you've been listening and you hear our voices and maybe they don't strike you as black. You know, we just gonna, you know, let's just see what we got off the top of our head.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is just letting y'all, just a little bit of a reminderment.
Mm-hmm, a reminderment.
A reminderment of, you know, yes. We're black.
Yes.
Go ahead and kick it off.
All right, I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm from Iowa, but yes, I'm black.
I'm from Colorado, and yes, I am black.
I'm biracial, but yes, I'm black.
My eyes are green, but yes, I am black.
When my hair is straight, it looks white, but yes, I'm black.
You know, I call a nice carbonated a refreshment. I call it pop. But yes, I'm black.
Most of my family is white. But yes, I'm black. I love that one.
Most of my family is white. But yes, I'm black. I do like that one. I do like that one. Where are we going to go with? My naked body might be clear. Very pale.
But?
Can see my veins.
Ooh.
It's okay, though. It's fucking fine. It's okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
But yes, I'm black.
Hell yeah. We did that.
We did that. We just did a little something. That was our ode. Ode to yes, we're black, blackness. Our ode to blackness. That's what we did today. But, you know.
Welcome to the 30th podcast.
Yes, y'all give it up for the 30th podcast.
If you're not already following us on Spotify,
yes.
And Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. Yes, we're black.
Yes, we're black. Yes, we're black. 30 pods.
That's a lot.
It's actually probably more than that because we had some oopsie daisies. But the ones that made it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because not everybody's going to make it.
Not everybody going to make it.
Everybody can go.
Not everything is for everybody.
But we made it to the 30th.
We did.
The Dirty 30.
Dirty 30 pod.
Okay. Yes, we black got 30 episodes. Goddamn. I remember when we thought that 10 was a little accomplishment.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Wait till we get to 50.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to the hundreds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just got our own little... Yeah. Yes. I mean, we kind of professional right now. I mean,
we can
know,
be a double professional.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Because I want to get to where we got our own space, you know,
yes.
Doing it like that and doing other kind of content. So, but I am happy to be here.
Me too. How was your week?
You know, my week... How was my damn week? We ask this every damn week, and I always have to ponder back. Oh, what the fuck? Okay, so how did the week go? I only had 3 days.
That's exciting.
I only had to work 3 days: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And at work, it was a tough week trying to be productive in these little 3 days. But on the last day, I made up a little bit. And, but really nothing happened. It was more, you know, waiting for Thursday and Friday to pop up. Thursday, I really didn't do much of anything. Me and Rocky had some personal time and we just chilled and relaxed. I cooked me a little salmon and, I made a salmon quesadilla. Did I tell you?
No, was it good?
Girl.
I bet that salmon Philly
tasty.
Steak would be good then too.
Mm-hmm. You did tell me about that and it did pique my interest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have to check it. It looked good and I don't even eat salmon.
You know I make a good salmon, so but the quesadilla was good, so I did that, and then I'm going to cook some burgers tonight,
yeah, I'm excited
you know what
for
I'm saying?
That.
Yeah. I was like, well, let me go ahead and get in here and do a little something, because, yeah, I be tired. we're not gonna, you know, go not too much on Mr. Time, Chime Time.
Is he still around?
But yeah, he's still
doing. He went to Onyx. Did you see that?
Yeah, he didn't give a half damn. You know, Onyx is pretty decent on the wingtip.
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they are.
I don't really like no chicken on the bone like that. But if I do,
eat chicken wings all day.
I know, but I eat them
like white people.
picking and the picking. I mean, if I do eat them, it is some picking and the picking type shit. So
like whenever I go out on like a date or something, I never order wings because I do not need the judgment.
Because, you know, niggas gon' niggas and they gon' judge. They gon' judge, you know.
Sure.
I've always felt the judgment of not really eating wings like that.
Right? Me too.
Dang, that should have been one of my things. I don't eat wings like that. But yes,
I mean,
meat
on the bone,
black.
But yes, I'm black. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My ex used to eat the rest of my chicken wings.
Jesus Christ. Oh, your leftover shit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like,
hell
after
no.
I'm eating off my little
oh,
bites,
not the
like,
ate up chickens and eat. Okay, that's just being greedy. That's nasty.
He couldn't stand that.
Mm-mm. Okay, I am feeling this. This is like really, I feel like something's happening, but nothing's happening. It's pretty good, though.
What, the lip stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
what was
really
this
like
again?
It has peptides in it. I don't know how to say it. It's like Ola Hendrickson.
Okay. It's keeping it popping.
I just got it today, so.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I'm looking very light on this damn live, and now that I'm looking
Even
at this.
Even with the glasses on?
I mean, I think that is making me look. And then behind me is black,
yeah.
And I just look like, you
it's
know,
a little
then
light
I, at
in
least
the
thank God the hair is done today, because, you know.
Mm. You look good, girl.
Thank you. But okay, yeah, so Friday, then we'll talk about Friday together.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was boring until, you know, we did our thing, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, how was your week? What was going on? Tell me about it. Give
me
some business.
Worked, you know.
Worked.
I did work most of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I was off on Friday, and that was fantastic.
Yes.
But I really didn't do anything too exciting this week, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. I was just at the house, really.
Yeah.
Just
there
waiting for Friday.
Yeah, pretty much, that's all we were doing. Chomping out the bit for to be the fuck off.
Oh, no, that was last weekend. I was like, I feel like I stayed at your house, but that was last weekend.
No, that was last weekend, yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like today is Sunday, but it's really Saturday.
Yeah, we've been also, well, I've been off since Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's been feeling like a little minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy my little time off because I don't know the next time. I don't know. In the places that we need to go, it's not going to be no laying around time. It's
right.
Going to be, when I go back to Colorado, I'm all over the place. I'm not resting. I'm doing mad shit. So.
Yeah.
That's that on that. And then I'm telling you, I want to go to Naples, Italy. That's where I really, really want to go.
Where is this coming from?
Well, you know, I was thinking about the pizza. And then I seen this TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like this dude, and I couldn't really understand what was going on because his whole TikTok was in, you know, Italian.
Mm.
But when I was looking at the different little pizza pies he was putting together, and, like, a lot of people go there, and it's like a whole experience. It's like, I need to go there. Yeah, I know it sounds really strange and just out of the way, but I've never...
It was just random that you were talking about going somewhere in general. I didn't know how we got there.
Yeah, I don't know how we got there. I don't know. We'll figure out when we listen back and how I made it, because there was some kind of connection that happened. And fuck it, it's the Dirty 30
yeah,
pod.
Do what you want.
This is what we do. Anything else for the week?
Should we talk about Friday now?
Yeah, we can.
So on Friday, I feel like I have to lean into the mic.
Oh, dang.
I'm afraid to touch it.
No, just bring it closer to you. Yeah, there you go. Boom.
Okay. So on Friday.
And you should be used to singing on the mic.
What are you trying to say?
Pause. crickets. Okay, I'm sorry.
So I had family come into town, into Greensboro.
Yes.
And so we went to go visit my TT and my cousins.
And I love and adore her. She is so sweet and nice.
Yes, she is
and
wonderful.
And she's so sweet to me. You know, I love
She adopted
her.
Mick, so that's her niece now, too. And I got to meet my cousin for the first time.
So pause before that. Pause and hold on. Let's not take away from that because cousin is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and I love her little. Her hair was really cute and her locks. But before that, so my crazy ass was telling everybody that I was going to homecoming in Greensboro. I don't know why that stuck in my head when she told me this shit that we were going. Because everyone was like, "Well, why are you going to Greensboro, Mickey? Do you have family there?" I was like, "No, I'm going with my best friend." And I think like, and I don't know why. Ding, you know why? Because the last time you hung out with her,
it was at homecoming.
It was at homecoming, and you went to Greensboro, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking was happening.
I think
again.
That was in like October or November.
Yeah. And so I know when I was telling people that and who actually know when homecoming is, they probably was looking at me real crazy.
Probably.
So I'm going to have to reconcile that. Be like, I don't know why I was thinking that. I don't know if that was some high shit or I was just putting together too many twos and not enough ones. I'm not sure. But okay, proceed. You met your cousin for the first time.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, I'm adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in touch with my biological family. Well, some family when I was like 21. And then I met this part of the family. What, has it been like 5-6 years ago now?
Yeah.
And I love them. They're wonderful.
They were so nice.
They're just so welcoming and warm. And it just feels like there's this love in the room when I'm with them. And I just love that. So, and it was so great meeting my cousin. She's actually the first one that I talked to from the family when I was trying to get in touch and be like, hey, I'm related because I did Ancestry.com and I her auntie, I matched as a cousin on Ancestry. And then once we talked, we realized I was actually her niece.
Okay.
And yeah.
So this cousin, this was like a long time coming for y'all to actually meet. So you've been talking, communicating.
Yeah, I talked to her the longest of everybody, but we've never met. She lives in Texas.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay, so this was beautiful. Yeah, she was mad cool.
Yeah.
We were just chatting it up. She had my phone and was DJing with my phone. She was mad cool. Mad cool.
Yeah.
But I definitely felt like the love. They were so nice to me, so inviting inviting to me. Offering me, you know, they didn't know I don't drink, but offering me, I mean, just so eat, you know, just the, you know, it's that black love. I love it. I felt right at home.
Yes.
I felt like we all was at Auntie House getting some good food. Every time I looked around, there's some different kind of food happening.
Right.
And the quiches, yo.
Oh my God.
Now, I'm not no egg eater and I didn't partake, but they fuck. When I say I've never seen so many black people eat up some quiche shit, to me, that was some white people little finger food shit. Like,
I mean,
some
it kind of is, but it's delicious. So,
y'all was eating it like it was steak.
It was steak.
Yo, TT was fucking that shit up. She talked about it. Ate it and was done. Quiet, had nothing. She was, I forget what the little saying that I say when you be all content. But yeah, it was very nice going there. Thank you for inviting me.
You
it
are
was
welcome.
Very nice. Very
and
nice.
We did play some dominoes. I lost horribly.
Yeah, you.
But Mick almost had it. I thought she was going to get it.
Yo,
we had to play an extra hand because they were tied.
Yo, me and Obud, and they was counting me out.
Mm-hmm.
They thought light skin did. Oh, and then, you know, and they're just like my. Cause you know I'm always the light skin, but you know, but I'm not mixed. So when you were gone, this is funny. So when you were, I don't know what you were doing. You
getting the wine, probably.
Yeah. You was getting the mimosa because they was drinking up some mimosas, honey. Matter of fact, they was getting fucked up. They was drinking. They was having a good time. I was like, I'm here for it. But when you went in there, I think what was the light skin auntie? The light skin auntie one.
The Charmin sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She.
I forget what her name is.
Yeah, I forget her name. But she. Well, hold on. What? Damn, I just forgot what was happening. Oh, she was like, said something about, well, Mickey, what is you talking about? Ain't you mixed over there? And I said, hold up now. Just because I'm light-skinned, just because this one is mixed.
Oh, my God. Not throwing me under the bus.
I did. I had to throw you under the bus. I did. Mm-hmm. I did. But it's okay, though.
But then I came back and said, actually, she is mixed.
And that was really fucked up because then I have no leg to stand on. And people already say that. This is what I've been going through. See? Trauma. Triggered.
Oh.
Triggered.
Did I trigger you?
Oh, now the mixed girl is triggering the light-skinned girl. That's a little fucked up. But anyway, I stood up for my blackness is basically what I'm trying to say. And it felt good. And, you know, I stood up for us.
Man,
so,
you always try to hold that over skins. Me talking about I'm black.
I am black.
So am I.
I never said that you wasn't. But you are biracial. But you are black. It's just a little facts. There's just nothing bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel the same way. If I was white, I would want to be black.
Who doesn't want to be black? Everybody want to be black.
Everything starts from black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I just want to give a little shout out to a bitty bitty bum bum. A bitty bitty bum bum. A bitty. Yeah, I got a Selena shirt on, you know, represent. That little episode was crazy. Their little, what was it, like a little series that happened with the Yolanda lady?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I didn't watch it.
I did. I mean, it kind of made sense. I didn't know that, I guess I always kind of thought she was like the crazed president of her. I didn't know that her and Selena were like really good friends. and that when the whole shooting and shit happened, it wasn't like, I want to be your friend and because I can't, I killed you, because that's what I thought it was about.
Okay, what was it about?
It was about, like, her dad was threatening Yolanda. It was, like, a lot of tension, I think, because Selena's dad, like, really wanted to control a lot of things. Mm. And he was kind of a scary, Abraham, I think his name, he was, you know, he's a scary kind of guy, you know what I mean? What you need, friend?
Nothing.
You okay?
Ignore me.
Okay. And so, you sure you don't need something?
No, I'm good.
Okay. But yeah, he
I didn't
was.
I want to tell you what I was just doing.
Okay. Looking for your iPad?
I'm looking for my phone.
Oh, looking for your phone. Jesus Christ. Getting old. But yeah, like, you know, it was just talking about how they just had problems and like she just pretty much had enough. And the reason why she had the gun is because, I mean, there's no excuse for shooting anyone or anything like that. But I was under the impression that she was just crazed and was like obsessed with her and killed her. But that wasn't really like the real story about it. So it was interesting hearing that. But it was still kind of like fucked up. And then for you to be coming out right now and having, I think she's out of jail now.
Is
I
she?
Say.
She probably
or she's
is.
Going, because she's been in there for a long time. Because that happened in the 90s. But anyway. And then, you know, a fun fact.
Would you be
fact,
some sort of like prison celebrity for that? Or do you think people would hate you?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever there's a negative, there's a positive, positive.
Yeah,
negative.
That's true. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say? Sorry.
I forgot.
I'm sorry.
Damn. Do you know what it was kind of sounded like? It was something about Selena. Damn.
And the Yolanda lady.
It's gone now. Yeah. But I really love Selena. She was like, yeah. Oh no, fun fact. I used to think that Jennifer Lopez was Selena for the longest time.
What?
Before I put the correlation that Jennifer Lopez was the same girl that I used to see in Living Color as a fly girl, I never kind of... Like, it was like separate people or just not the same person. And then when I seen the movie, I didn't find out about Selena until the movie came out. Because when the 90s, and I was like really young, you know, and all I knew was church music at that point. So I didn't find out about Selena until the movie came out. And then I didn't realize J-Lo was who J-Lo was. And I just thought that's who Selena was.
Okay.
And so I always correlated.
She played a good Selena,
she
though.
Did.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely did. And then didn't she sing one of the songs she actually sang, though?
I don't remember.
Like on the movie, on the soundtrack.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think like one of her songs, yeah. But like she sang it, yeah. But, you know, I love Selena. I really, and I have, you know, 90s music, R&B and all that I have a love for. So represent for Selena. $4.50 at Target, just to let y'all know.
That's a steal.
Steal. I'm always for a discount. For a discount.
I'm trying to get like you.
You just have expensive taste.
Let's skip over the first one because I don't feel confident that I know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. So, So I wanted to talk about this whole Glorilla thing. First off, I love Glow.
Yeah, Glow.
I love, Glow. I really, really, I really, really like her. I love her music. She always got a bop going on. I love her self-confidence with her little skinny self. Like,
yeah,
she
I'm
don't
glad
even
that
care.
She tried to get a little grown and sexy on us instead of looking like a kid.
Right.
Like little mama.
Right. And she just, little mama's our age, ain't looking like a little bow wow. They do look eerily.
They all look alike.
Yeah, they look eerily similar.
I feel like there's one more, too, but I can't think of who it is.
I think it's like an older R&B somebody.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
He'll come to us if it's important. But hold on, what the fuck are we talking about? Glorilla. So, she did a interview with Shannon Sharp.
Okay, I did not see this.
Yeah, and so it was a really good interview. She looked really cute. She had her titties out. She looked really nice.
She had her titties out.
Yeah. Like you know how they have like the little torn shirt, and it's just she has no bra on. Clearly, she done got her boobs done.
Okay.
But she looks good. It's like it fits her little size.
Okay.
But. She just didn't have her bra on. It's like this little cutout t-shirt and these like cute little pants. She almost kind of looked, her style kind of gave me Sweetie.
Okay.
With the swoop.
Okay.
Hair up in a 1-2 and some down.
Okay.
She looked really, really cute.
I can picture it actually.
Okay. She looked really, really cute. And then, you know, she's from Memphis, Tennessee. So, you know, she music and Cuban, you know, her, that accent or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was like, and mind you, Shannon is really fucking country, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of like making fun of her, like my country isn't as bad as your country. Yeah. And I didn't really like that. And I didn't read the comments because I just kind of wanted to have my own commentary about it and not be jaded and just be able to speak my truth, because this is, you know, our platform to do so. So, like, to me, it just gave, like, you're kind of making fun of your own people and your country is fuck. Nigga, you came from a fucking shack, you know, where you lived with your grandmother. They did a whole documentary, you know, of him coming up, you know, from the NFL and all that.
I didn't know
so
that.
He's from nothing. Where is they he didn't from have originally? It's like Alabama, somewhere in the state, in the sticks somewhere. And, you know, they didn't even have running water until they went to college and shit. Like, they
That's
had out,
wild.
You know, so they country.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here making fun of this new money girl that is really trying to do her thing and is on your platform, who is going to bring eyes to your platform because she's popping.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young, beautiful, intelligent, even if she says music and Caribbean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're making fun of her country. And then, like, he continually tried to do that. Another thing he was doing was, like, he had false information about her life. Like, whoever did the research, it was very skin surface or maybe just like hearsay, not actual truth.
Oh, wow.
And he always wants to pride himself like on doing the work and the, you know,
why
and
not
he knows.
Just ask the person about themselves and then have a genuine conversation?
Exactly. And he was like, and so I can't remember exact. It don't matter. But he was like, oh, so you did this and this. And he said, your mom's pagan. And she was like, nah, what you mean? But I think he must have, okay, so the mother didn't celebrate, like...
pagan holidays.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not like she's pagan.
Yeah, she's not.
So
like
how he said it threw her all the way off and, like, you know, Glorilla, not no shade or on her intelligence, but maybe she didn't understand. Because at first I didn't understand it either.
Yeah.
But then...
because that's not really what it's called.
Right. Yeah. Like, if you don't believe in those holidays, it's not because you're doing paganism. Right. Because Christmas is a pagan holiday.
It is.
He was, like, so wrong about how he said it. And then she was like, no, she just doesn't celebrate whatever holidays it was. And then there was a time where he was kind of like narrating, like, oh, you start, you know, kind of talking about, you know, where she started. And then, you know, because, you know, she just got famous last year. Right. So she's really new, you know, in the game. And, you know, which is just so beautiful. I just love, like, you know, just talking from an artist standpoint. I know I'm talking a lot, but talking from an artist standpoint, you know, that story of when you are nothing to something is such a beautiful story, and to whoever it happens to. And it's just it's just beautiful when you actually see it, and it's really genuine with her because it's still new.
Yeah.
So I really just didn't like how he was trying to narrate her story in a very incorrect way with not good information.
Right.
And it just kind of set this tone in the almost kind of like laughing at her. And like when he was trying to explain something, he was like, it's almost like, oh, poor thing. Like, she just doesn't know. In that kind of that condescending laugh, like, you know, that. And it's like
it.
Nigga, you country bumpkin, Bama ass
right?
Nigga, black as
with your little tight pants on,
looking zesty on most on most occasions, nigga. So yeah, I didn't really like that, and I just you know, shout out to Glow, and then when he was even talking about the preachers talk or that one preacher that he just talked about, that one, the newest one, where, you know, tell your neighbor, say, yeah, Glow. And he was like, can you believe, like, isn't that crazy? And she was like, well, I don't think he said anything wrong. She was like, he was using my music to connect with young people in his church to, you know, and he was like, and it was a good, it was a, what the preacher said was great.
Mm-hmm.
It just was really bringing in secular into, you know, the Christian world.
Right.
And I thought it was great. I didn't think he said anything wrong or out of touch. He didn't.
No, like, that's, if anything, relating to the younger crowd.
Right. I think it's, like, amazing that he even considered.
If I was in church and they did that shit, I'd be like, yeah,
yeah, Glow. Like, okay.
I will turn to my neighbor.
Right,
yes,
right.
I will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, really, even though, like, because, you know, rap music is such a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to have a good shined light on it. And then, like, even when he talked about that, it wasn't, like, the most positive.
Because
he could have asked it, like, wasn't it amazing that, like, people are even, she even had to bring up another instance, she was like, that's not the first time that happened. She was like, I heard about another preacher that did it. She was like, I think it's great.
I think it's great.
And he left it alone. But it was just the underlying disdain.
Like, toxic middle-aged man. Like, I just feel like he is so old school in his beliefs, mm-hmm. and like how he, I feel like he doesn't respect the younger generation right. for what
and,
they are.
And then, and he probably want to fuck her too.
I'm sure he does. They always
because
do.
How he was looking at her, and then he was saying like how much she drank. I was like, she a young girl, and then like she took like maybe one or two shots, and I think she probably took the shots because she was nervous.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean? And then she know like she a hood bitch. Like she know how to drink. You right. know what I mean? Like yeah. even though she a young girl, she know yeah. what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and then and he was almost like, ooh, slow down. Like, yeah, I ain't like it. And then you looking at like, and there was this one time when I kind of just looked at him and he was just kind of looking at like it, he wasn't even really paying attention to what she was talking about, but thinking about fucking her.
Mm.
You know, it's just, it was just, I ain't like that. Like I if like I, it. If I had a, like if our platform was like, had that many eyes on that, do you know what kind of respect I would bring even when the cameras are rolling? Like
mm-hmm.
I would more so highlight their journey and the positiveness of what's going on, not how country she is.
Right. Like, why are you bringing up shit that has nothing to do with anything?
Right.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Or talking about, like, her glow up. Like, you got your teeth done. You got this.
Why are you pointing that out? Like.
And she talked about it. She talked about it in a real ass way because she was like, yeah, I had shark teeth and shit like that. And now she got a bag and got her teeth fixed. And
good for her.
Yeah, and that's cool. You know, I can't even say that I might not, you know, but I think my gap gives me a little character. But, you know, I don't know what if I had a whole bunch of money, I might fix it. Who
yeah.
knows?
Like, Shoot, I would get veneers if I had money.
Mm.
I would.
I would get the top notch, fine. Though. I yeah. would get the ones where you don't have to get them done for like 20 years or some
yeah.
shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the girl that I know that has them done is talking about she wants to get them redone. She literally got them done 2 years ago.
Damn. She might have not have got a good job.
Yeah, she went all the way to Beverly Hills. You would think that she got a good job.
You know, I've seen a lot of people be going to, this one trans guy that I follow. His name is like Giovanni. And he went to Medellin.
Okay, Colombia.
Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And got his done. And his look pretty decent. I think they look good.
I would just be so nervous because, like, they literally file your teeth down.
And okay, so he showed his teeth shaved down. It just looked like his teeth, but more chicklily.
Okay.
It didn't look scary, like, okay. thin little
okay.
teeth.
Okay, that's what I was picturing.
Yeah, because they still kind of fit it to, like, you. You know what
I
I'm
heard
saying?
It's kind of hard to eat with veneers.
Mm-hmm. And I have big lips, so I don't know if that would be in my favor, like, it can accommodate or not.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that they would look good.
Because I would like to smile and just feel
like
no gap. But no gap, though.
I mean, that's on you if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. You know the trick for gap, though, that who taught? I don't know if my mom taught me this a long time, but they say when you have a gap and you want to smile big and you don't want your gap to show so much or like have like the blackness,
mm-hmm.
you put your tongue behind your teeth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And smile that way.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Gap tooth little confessions, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was, I don't want to spend too much more time on that, but I just didn't like how he did that. It was just, he's being a little salacious and he's enjoying, like you're acting like a queen a little bit,
mm-hmm.
like all this. And I still think he was fucking your stylist and you fired him because it got too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I could see, and you know what, and this is something me and AD was talking about earlier today. We always having a conversation, but she was like, you know, I've come to realize that a lot of these attractive men be gay. And I'd be like, yeah. And she was like, and I've come to realize that a lot of straight men have gay or bisexual tendencies
mm-hmm.
and just don't feel comfortable of letting it out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm glad you now understand that.
And part of that I feel like is like because of a certain toxicity that comes from women.
Mm.
Where we view them differently, like we don't make it a safe
right.
space to explore
yeah.
that side of themselves, whereas women can be bisexual
mm-hmm.
and gay all day and
mm-hmm.
nobody cares.
100%, 100%. Like,
so.
We do have more of a space to be vulnerable than men.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to be a man.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No.
If I was a man, make me a white man and a rich one.
I wouldn't even want that because I don't want no pink penis.
Well, no, I wouldn't want that.
Mm-mm.
But it probably would be barely there anyway, so.
Dang, but then that's real sad. Because, like, what if I was, I'm telling you, if I was white, I would want to be black, and I would probably only date black women. And you can't have no little dick dating no black woman unless you, they just really love you.
Or unless you have money.
Yeah, but then they'll cheat on you for the BBC or a bigger one. Hold on, what did the straight people say?
That's just a white people term. White people call it a BBC.
Yes, I call it BBC, and I am black. That's going to be the theme of this whole pod. Yo, Dirty 30 in this bitch, yo.
Yes,
I'm happy.
So listen, if you are going to go back and take a listen to some of our episodes, I'm going to pick out two that I want you to listen to. One.
Okay.
Buffalo Ass Bitch.
Buffalo Ass Bitch. That's a good one.
Two.
That's a good one.
Theropod.
Those are probably our tops.
Yes. I highly recommend both episodes. If you don't want to listen to all 30, give us a listen. Give us a follow.
Please write in. I'm tired of this.
I'm tired of begging.
And I've been checking. I've been diligently checking. Going through, making sure. Anyway.
What else we got going on?
Move on.
What's this Carmichael reality show?
Okay.
I tried to look for it. You said it's on what?
It's on HBO.
Oh, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's why I was watching on HBO.
Oh, okay. I was just looking through, like, I figured it'd just pop up. You know what I mean? But it didn't. I didn't, like, search for it because I couldn't remember what it was called.
Oh, no. I had to search for it when I first. But okay. I was in your profile, though.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, that's it was weird. In there.
Wait, you were in the Nicole one or the adult one?
No, I was in yours. And so that adult one threw me off. I thought it was some sex shit.
No, it always said adult, but I added a Nicole one when you were watching Quiet on Set. That way, I wouldn't interrupt your flow of the episodes. I just made a new one so that I could. So I wasn't in that one. I was in the adult one because that's where all of my actual history is.
Oh, okay. I was in the Nicole one.
Okay, I'll look in there and see.
Yeah. But, okay, so this is really interesting. So... He does have a comedy show that he had, and I don't know how many seasons it went on. It may have only went 8 episodes.
Okay.
And it was like dry comedy.
Okay.
And it was like it was named this, you know, it was self-named. And then
Wait,
so
are you talking about the Carmichael show?
Yeah.
It was just called the Carmichael.
Yeah, the Carmichael show.
Yeah, I watched that show.
So this one is the Carmichael reality show.
Oh.
And this is really, it's a Truman-based kind of show.
Okay.
Remember the show, the Truman Show? So it's kind of based where he's having cameras in weird places where you normally, it's not so reality
like
scripted.
Vloggy.
Yeah, it's not vloggy, it's more of invasive.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
So he's pretty much doing that. And so what was really interesting is so he was talking about this guy that he had, that he was friends with. So he came out as gay.
Okay.
And, you know, that was during the whole comedy show and coming into that. And then did he write? I don't know if he did some kind of work in between there. I can't remember. Or if he was on something. Was he on SNL or was writing on SNL? I'm not sure. It's fuzzy. I can't remember. But he did some shit. Anyway, he got some Emmys or he was invited to it. No, he got an Emmy.
Okay.
But I don't know if he got it for the Carmichael show. He got an Emmy for something. I can't remember. But anyway, it's on the shit. Y'all just watch it. But so he ends up, he's friends with this guy. I'm going to name the guy at the end.
Okay.
But he's friends with this guy, and they've been friends. And then he came out as gay, and then he developed feelings for this guy. This guy that he had developed feelings is, he also came out as kind of like, I guess, bisexual also.
Okay.
And he's a really famous guy. And so he has him on the show. And it's kind of like this really, like he's, like Carmichael is, or Gerard, he's really, really awkward just by nature. And so he told him that he had like a crush on him. And then, you know, and then the guy never addressed it. So the guy that he has the crush on is Tyler, the Creator, the rapper.
Okay.
So that's like this whole weird thing in that, because I was like, damn, y'all are very different. How did y'all even become fucking friends?
Right.
But I guess in Hollywood, you
rub elbows with everybody,
yeah. Right? So anyway, so I guess they've been friends, and I guess for a while, and over a period of time, he developed feelings for Tyler. And so Tyler's response to it was, ha, 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 you stupid bitch, was the text back to him.
What the
and
hell?
You know, if anyone knows Tyler the Creator, he's very weird.
Yeah.
He's very quirky, very beat by his own drum, vulgar, mm-hmm. in your face, but I want to be shy at the same time, paints his nails. His velour golf, what you call it, is his line is I would wear some of those pieces. It's real golfy looking,
okay.
white boyish.
Kind of like, what's that, Lacoste?
Posh.
Is that how you say
yeah,
it?
Yeah, kind of Lacoste, posh.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Like tie a sweater earth, around your neck?
Yeah, earth tones and okay. real, high-waisted probably slacks that come above your ankle.
Okay.
That kind of look.
Okay. Preppy.
Preppy. Yeah. Look, which I can get down with that stuff. Going for a look, because I like to turn a look, bitch.
But, can you pause for
yeah,
one second?
Yeah.
So it says he won an Emmy
mm-hmm.
for outstanding writing for a variety special for the show called Gerard Carmichael.
Oh, so he did for his own
mm-hmm.
show. Okay. So
he was nominated for being a host on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
But
so I knew he didn't win for that. Yeah. So he did do some SNL. Okay, mm-hmm. so I was on the
yeah,
right
you
lines.
Were,
okay.
Definitely.
So I really thought it was just interesting, that whole dynamic, and he told him to shut the fuck up. So anyway, so the on-screen thing that he has with them, he's like, okay, this is what you said. And then so Tyler pretty much like laughs it off. And then he was like, well, I don't know what you want me to say. And then like Gerard kind of goes into this like, you say something. No, can we talk about it? He was like, this, what we're doing right now, we could have had this like a year ago. And then I guess Tyler was just like, I just felt awkward and I just wanted to move on from it.
Okay.
And so, and then there's like this awkward silence. Then food comes in. He was like, oh, and then they have this whole sequence of like eating food and not saying anything. And then afterwards, Tyler goes and farts outside. And then, yeah, it's so weird and awkward. Goes and farts outside. And I guess it was in the face of one of the camera guys out there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then, like, and then he's talking randomly to people. And then he's like, yeah, you're my brother. I see this guy like my brother. He's family like my brother. And he pretty much like brothered him out. And so he just feels like shit. And that was pretty much the first episode. So I got to watch the second one. It's just very awkward. And I don't know if I would want, I guess.
Can we watch this later today? Cause
yeah.
I'm very curious.
It's very weird and awkward.
Okay.
And we can even watch the first, because I didn't even quite catch everything with that. But it was.
But
it was,
he won an Emmy for it. So it must be good.
Well, it's for he must have got it for the comedy show then, right?
Oh, I don't know.
What was it saying? Did it say the show or comedy show? Because he has a comedy show that was already, and I thought that was some years ago.
The bottom one. That's all that it says.
Yeah, it must be for that. It must be for that already. I don't know. It was, child. It was very, very weird and off-putting, and I don't even know what to really say about it. But I just thought I'd mention it, especially how Tyler the Creator just really just didn't give a fuck about his feelings or anything.
He gave it no fucks.
He didn't. And this is the same guy that got on stage and said Jaden Smith is my boyfriend. This is the same guy that went on Funk Flex and said, me and Funk Flex go through a Rolodex looking for buff niggas to have hot sex with.
What the hell?
Yeah, that
also
was in one of his
rhymes.
There's
only two episodes out. So this is new, so he didn't win it for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he couldn't have
so
won
I wonder
it. It has to be for the comedy show.
Special. Okay.
Right. Which I feel like was some time ago, unless he has something else that was out. Maybe I'm missing a whole project of his.
Yeah, maybe. It was in 2022 that he won, so I don't know, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, so this is not this Emmys. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because in the show, he won an Emmy.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
in this show.
Okay,
I got it.
Yeah, so this is being filmed in the past.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's more, right, we're watching it right now, but this is from the past. Okay, I'm tripping. So, yeah, but it's just very interesting. And I just wouldn't have shared a nigga that I like that said, you stupid bitch, as the reply
right.
and share it with the world.
That's crazy.
And you knew he said that.
Mm.
and you shared it with the world and then brought him on here to look, just be so damn awkward.
Yeah.
When you see this shit, you're going to die because it's so fucking awkward. But maybe I guess
excited,
the whole point
I'm
of
nervous.
It. I mean, it's almost a little like
it's cringe.
Yeah, it's like damn, dude.
Lord.
And then he has like this thing where he also invites Tyler to the Emmys, and then he eventually says no. But in the whole time of feeling this anxiousness of hearing back from him a yes or a no, he parades like two dudes from Grindr. And then he's sucking on one of the dude's toes. It's so weird.
Okay.
It's so weird.
Okay, let's watch it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
We'll be back with an update next week.
Yeah, it's very, 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 I don't want to say it's off-putting because it's my queer people, you know, and everyone, and men, I've come, you know, men are just really just physical, nasty creatures, like just very sexualized.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're depressed, they probably go and fuck. And that seemed like what he was doing, just to fill a void.
Yeah.
Yeah, something to pound on. But when he just put that man's feet, and he was like a Spanish, I don't know if he's Asian or Spanish. I couldn't tell. And they weren't attractive guys.
No?
Mm-mm.
I don't think they really care. Like, yeah. They just want a warm body.
Like, they were twinks. And, like, how he was talking about them. It's weird. We just have to watch it. It's very weird.
Are we
weird.
Allowed to say twink?
Twinks? I guess I can.
Yeah, I won't.
Twinks is like...
I know what twinks are. I just didn't know if that's like the cool term for them now.
It's not like saying the F word.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think like straight people say it, like, but...
Okay.
Us gays can. You want to be gay so bad. It's ridiculous. Like the white person that wants to be black so bad. Okay, what else we got to talk about? Jesus Christ.
What's this about this elephant?
Okay, so there's another thing that I watched.
You've been watching a lot of stuff, girl.
So, no, but this was like a big headline, and you know I love elephants.
Yes,
and they're very dangerous.
Yes,
and so this reminds me, like, because you know I told you if I see one, I'm gonna be so shocked, I'm gonna be crying and having this whole glory moment, and he may want to kill me.
Right.
Okay, so there was this old. It was a white woman. It was an 81-year-old white woman on a safari in Africa.
Good for her, first of all, for being 81 and on a safari.
Right.
In Africa.
Well, there was her last safari. Because
what a way to go out.
Yeah, what a way. So how the camera is they're on the, you know, on the safari truck, and, you know, there's no...
Yeah, it's just open.
It is open like fuck. And this fucking charging-ass elephant is moving, bitch. And I just didn't understand why the truck wasn't, like...
Taking
the fuck off. And I don't know if they just wasn't feeling like it was going to do. And when I say how that elephant came up on them and how fast and how big, like, it's just you're up and came up on them, knocked the whole shit over, and you just hear this white woman get stabbed to death by the damn...
Stabbed to death.
With the tusk.
Oh, my God.
Killed the 81-year-old woman.
That is crazy.
Killed to death. By the elephant, charging.
I forgot, elephants have horns?
Yeah, they have tusks.
Oh, they have tusks?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't remember what an elephant
Remember they used
like.
To, what the, let's just stop the pod right now. Shut this shit down.
I'm picturing a rhinoceros.
Turn the roadcaster off. You done disrespected me and my spirit animal. Tusk? Look up an elephant. You have an iPad right fucking there. What kind of shit you been smoking? You don't even smoke anymore. What kind of shit is you smoking? You don't know what an elephant looks like? Okay. All right.
Oh, I see it.
I see it.
Yeah. We can have a chat after this.
Oh, well.
It's okay.
What's happening?
Nothing. We're going to talk about it.
Oh, because I said something about an elephant?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
So what else? Oh. Did you hear about this NC State cancer situation?
No.
So I actually pulled up the article because I want to make sure I get the facts right.
But we about to get cancer.
No. So at NC State, there's a hall.
We at risk.
No. Do you go to NC State?
Oh, no.
Not like the state of North Carolina.
Oh,
NC
that's
state
what I'm.
University.
Okay. That's what I'm. Okay.
No. University.
Okay. Very good.
So there's a hall there called Poe Hall.
Poe Hall.
And apparently it had polychlorinated biphenyls, I think is how you say that.
What?
Which are building materials that they stopped using in 1978.
Isn't the chlorine?
It's in the like in the building, in the walls and stuff. Oh, it's just like it's part of the materials that the building was made out of. Mm. But they stopped using those materials in 1978 because they caused cancer. But the building was built in 1971 and it's never been updated. So there are all almost like 200 cancer cases that are tied back to students, faculty, everybody, any employee that worked there and worked in that hall. They're all getting cancer, like all sorts of cancer.
What?
Yeah. And so there's like a huge lawsuit going on. It's like a big deal.
And NC State,
mm-hmm.
The girls just got their ass kicked by my peoples.
Mm. Well,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully they don't get their ass kicked by cancer.
Oh, my God. Have a little sensitivity.
A little dark humor for y'all.
And you will go there with a dark humor.
I will.
And whatever I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
oh,
it.
No,
if
you
I said
did.
Something
flip.
Okay, all right, cuss me out later. All right. You know, it's really crazy that I tried to be cute on this pod because I can't read a goddamn thing on this list. So I know.
I think we're up to our main topic.
No. I wanted to shout out my team, the South Carolina, the Gamecocks.
Yes, yes.
They will be playing in the championship game. Well, by the time y'all hear this, hopefully they have won. I am speaking that over them. But they are playing Iowa State, your home state.
They're playing University of Iowa.
That's not you.
Iowa State is something. They're a different college.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. They're not in the same little division or whatever like
no.
that. Anyway, but they're playing Iowa somebody. And so go Gamecocks. I really want my South Carolina girls to win. They're 37-0. They haven't won, lost one damn game.
That is
and
wild.
They're at the championship
what
game.
What is Iowa's record?
They're like 30, they're probably 36 and maybe 5.
Okay.
Maybe 36-6.
Okay.
Because who they played, I forget who they played, who they just won against yesterday, but they, both of their overall scores were pretty much identical.
Mm.
Like off, like lost, maybe somebody lost one more game than the other team.
Okay.
But their winning record was exactly the same. I think it was 36 or 35, something like that.
Okay.
So I'm really excited. I don't even like to watch the game because I feel like my observing of the game is bad luck. So I'm not going to watch
just
the game.
Don't watch.
I don't watch. Yeah.
just check the score updates.
No, I don't even do that. I just wait till the next day.
Okay.
Or just like wait till it's all said and done and then I look that night or something like that. But I know they can't do all of this winning and then lose the last one. They can't.
Right.
They better play their ass off. And they got a squad. Like not just their starting five. Like
mm-hmm.
they have a squad. But okay. Sorry. I know we need to get to our main topic.
Yes.
Okay. So, I just kind of wanted to do a little check in. I think on the fifth pod, we talked about this.
Okay.
Dating in 2020. So, I just kind of wanted to bring it back. Dating in 2020, 2023.
Like throwback.
Jesus, we wasn't
it
even
was
podding.
Back then.
Yeah, probably. Was I in a relationship?
It was COVID time.
No, I was breaking up. But anyway, I just wanted to check in on dating in 2024. Is it still trash?
Girl.
Did I ask the wrong question?
Dating men is trash.
I think dating right now, period, in
you
this
know what,
time,
you're right.
is just trash.
You're right.
All I have come across, I don't want to say they're trash people,
mm-mm.
but it's just trash situations with them. And it's just like, I can't.
Right. And it seems to be hard for me to find people that have all their shit together. Like,
right.
I don't need a lot, but like, as long as you have the same things that I have, like,
yeah, can we
good.
Just start there?
Like
the basics.
I mean, that could be an apartment. I don't
right.
care. A place of your own.
Right.
Preferably
that
no
you
roommates.
Call yours. Right.
Preferably no mom living
mm-hmm.
at home with you.
Mm-hmm.
And a car would be wonderful. A job would be even better.
Unless you're taking care of your mom and you're doing some stuff like that.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And are there situational things? Like, I understand that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. Maybe you just broke up with your boyfriend, you moved back home.
But you've been living with mom for
forever.
10, yeah, forever.
If you've never lived on your own, don't even talk to me. Do
right.
not approach me.
And I hate to sound like that because I'm not trying to be bougie or anything like that. I just feel like those are the simple things that we need in life. Like,
I don't want to have to feel like I have to take care of you because you don't have the same things as me.
Right.
I don't want to have to drive all the time. I don't want to have you at my place all the time because you have roommates or you have parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't want to have to pay for everything because you don't have a job.
Right.
Like, I just, like, we can go 50-50. I'm cool with 50-50.
I'm cool with 50-50. I really am, and I think that's the most healthiest thing. Cause
it should be a partnership. It shouldn't be like someone trying to gain off of the other person.
Right, and I don't even like when women want men to pay for everything. I just don't think you should do all
I feel like men should pay. If they're trying to court you for a relationship, they should pay at least for the first 3
days. No, I'm talking about like after.
Oh, like when you're together?
Yeah, I agree
with that. I mean, if my man wants to pay the mortgage and let me pay the little bills, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Or we can split it 50-50. I don't really care.
Now, do you think it's wrong for this? Because, okay, this is how I feel.
Okay.
Now, you know, I ain't the poorest person, but I ain't the richest person. You know what I'm saying? We all can have some more money.
Hell yeah.
But I don't really like feeling like I want to, and I know that I date. I am the more mass person, more just presenting, if anything.
Yeah, you're a whole girl.
I am. But, you know, I do like to treat women a certain kind of way, and it probably can be perceived as, you know, being the more masculine one in how I treat women.
Yeah.
So I get that. But I don't really want to spend any money on someone that I'm just trying out.
Yeah.
And then when I see men do it, I don't know. That's what you have to do. I'm not going to do that with a woman.
The thing is, though, it's easier for you to be like, invite a woman over to your house to chill or to go to her house and chill versus like, if I go to a guy's house, he thinks I'm going to fuck him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it is a different kind of thing.
You can't. I'm down to like meet for coffee or like, you know, just meet up somewhere just to see if we vibe.
I'm cool with that. Right.
But like, that also sometimes gives me serial dater if that's what someone recommends right away.
What, coffee?
If they just want to do like a meet and greet, for instance.
Oh, okay.
Like it just gives like, I do this all the time, kind of. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so I don't know. You can't win. You can't win with me.
Well, because I kind of want to be that way.
Yeah.
Because I've been in not so many situations where I feel like this expectation of spending a bag and I don't even know if I really, really like you or I've never been in that position,
so I can't even really speak to
you. It really feels usury to me and entitled. And I guess because I am a girl and it just, and then I'm a Libra and fairness is really important to me. And 50-50 is really important to me because I'm usually always having to do more than 50. You know what I mean? So
I feel like in our friendship, I feel like it's very balanced. Like there's certain things you do for me, there's certain things I do for you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It just works out.
Mm-hmm. And if I can have like a romantic relationship,
I would
like
love that.
That would be awesome. And for you too. You know what I'm saying? Like is really, I don't know. But anyway, like I guess what the positive thing that I can say about dating, that pod to now is that I know how to trust my gut now. It may take a little time to see it and I need to work on that, but I think that's more because of my nature.
But that's just you're a genuine person. And so you expect other people to be genuine.
Until you blatantly show me. And it wasn't too that. Yeah, it was blatant. It was a lot of, you know, and I'm talking about a certain little instance, but it's just like I know that I can trust myself now, and just from the healing that I've done in my little bit of a journey, and then getting a little confirmation was very, like, okay, I'm on par.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I needed that.
I'm glad that you had the opportunity to get that.
I needed a little... Mick, you're on par with some of the feelings that you had about this situation. And so I think I can date better. So I can say that I can maybe have a little more discernment and trust my discernment and my feelings about things and not be so back and forth about it.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing I've learned.
Yeah. And I think that's something that's like, easy to do when you're a good person is like you just assume other people are good people, and it's like your guard isn't even really up because you're just like, you know, like I'm giving genuine energy, so you're gonna give me genuine energy back, you know what I mean? But I think that it's really important to, as kind and genuine people, to protect our peace and make sure that we're checking in with ourselves to be like, does this really feel good?
Right.
Is this really what I want to be doing? Instead of just getting caught up in our little lovey-dovey minds,
right.
Like, cause
or even like on some real shit, the sex.
Yeah, sex will get you fucked up.
You know what I mean? And when you, and you know, not saying like there's trash sex around here, but when you come across some good sex, it's hard.
It's really hard. It's hard to keep your head straight at all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you might just ignore some shit like, well, you know, this motherfucker.
Girl, I've been there. I was there for some years.
You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, well.
Anything else you want to say about dating?
So okay, as a straight woman, mm-hmm. what kind of advice that you would give to women dating in this era
now? I am single. Should I be giving advice?
No. I'm saying like as far as protecting yourself, as far as, you know, watching out for certain, what would your advice in dating?
In 2024, love bombing is the number one thing that people are doing. So when you meet somebody and like, say you've been single for a while and they're giving you all this attention and saying all the right things, that's actually a red flag.
Red flag.
A relationship shouldn't just go from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. It should be a gradual, progressive thing. Mm-hmm. So I would say watch out for love bombing. Watch out for people just telling you what you want to hear. Right. And the way that you can avoid that is by not oversharing about yourself. Mm. So when they ask you, what do you like in a man? No, I'm not telling you that because you're going to make a representative and then I'm going to find out who you really are later on. Like, right, I'm not doing that. So definitely keep it at arm's length for a little while.
That's a really good piece of advice, like not telling them exactly what you want because they can just curate that to you.
I always say I'm not going to give you the rule book.
I like that.
We'll figure it out. Ooh, like, be yourself.
Hey, y'all, listen. Do not give them the rule book.
Don't.
Do not.
And I always say if this is going to work, it's going to work with you being you and me being me. Mm. So be yourself and we'll see what happens.
Did Nicole just be the motherfucking word?
Amen. Honestly.
No, that was very good, friend. Look at you dropping down the goddamn word today on the Dirty 30.
Dirty 30.
Man. We drop a word and yes, we're black. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Do you have any advice for gay women?
You know, I really don't because I don't even be knowing what to do sometimes. I really don't. I can say, I guess it just pretty much going off of what I was already just saying about trusting your gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think
I would even say on that, I'm not going to obviously say any names, but on another situation that recently happened, I feel like your gut was telling you before that situation too, low key. I feel like it was. Maybe I'm off.
But this recent one?
Yeah, I feel like you kind of felt like maybe it wasn't going to be what it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like when a certain situation happened, yeah, I kind of knew that. I mean, that's a Libra thing to do, is we'll just know what it is and we'll hold it right there.
Mm-hmm.
We may put emotion on it, we may not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can pitch a fit if I wanted to.
Right.
And I did sometimes, you know what I mean? But I knew in my heart of hearts that, like, okay, this is not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's the bummy part about it because I'm such a little hopeless.
No, but it's cute.
You know, I really be wanting to find my person, like my best friend, to just be like that. And then, like, you know, and everyone gets along with everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, because whoever is in my life is going to have to be okay with my day ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like everyone needs to be best friends. Mm-mm, it's just like
mutual respect.
Right. And I feel like the friends that I have, you know, people that are in my life, they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna, like, you can't help but like them.
Right. There's no reason not to.
You know
like
what I mean?
Us,
yeah, it's not.
Unless it's your own issue.
Right, right.
And I mean, I do fuck up sometimes, and I don't mean to. I have a slick mouth. But I don't mean any harm. And if you say to me, Nicole, that was fucked up, why did you say that? I will apologize.
Yeah, you're pretty humble. Like you know what I'm saying? You're not going to just be like, bitch, whatever. No. Unless they really deserve it as a real wild shit.
Oh,
like
I would go off if I need to go off.
Right,
but
right,
sometimes
right.
I'm just a little slick in the mouth and I don't really mean to be.
You are a little slick in the mouth. I am too.
I feel like I'm worse than you. Things just be sliding out sometimes and I'm like, oopsies.
Especially on the job. She be wilding out at the job. I be like, God damn.
The phone rings and I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. Why are you calling me? Hello, what can I help you with?
Right. Did I tell you I had to get loud with a customer?
No.
Yes. I had to, like he was mad about some shit. And it was really crazy because one of my coworkers that I actually knew had him and promised him some bull fucking
shit. Oh, yeah.
Shit. Oh, I did tell you about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl, I had to get loud with him. I had, sir. What would you like? I'm giving you X amount of dollars back for nothing. You're getting credit for absolutely nothing. Take it. Why are you mad?
Right. I hate that.
I can't stand, like, if I'm fixing your problem and you still have a problem.
Right. I would honestly, when I worked retail, I would just be like, and I was a manager, I would just, if they were like that, I'd be like, all right, what will it take to fix this for you?
Like, Jesus Christ.
Like, stop giving me argumentative BS.
Right.
Tell me what I need to do.
Yeah.
And then when they would say it, I'd be like, maybe I can't do that, but this is what I can do for you.
Right.
Will that work?
Yeah.
Period.
Like, we can't dwell on what, like, because this nigga that you just talked to, he ain't even at work right now.
Mm-mm.
He ain't even thinking about you
Mm-mm.
or this situation.
At all. He don't but remember you at all. Right.
But I'm here, and I'm dealing with this, and I'm trying to fix this.
That's another line I would use. You came here for help. Let me help you.
Let me help you. Let me help you.
If you could do this yourself, you would.
Right, but
you can't. So you need me.
Thank you.
And trust me, you need me more than I need you.
Yeah, I'll be talking shit. I'll be like, I am the oracle around here. My supervisor stood up one day and was like, and you know me, do you want me to get through this call or not? They're pissed. I'm trying to make them comfortable.
That's funny.
But yeah, John, I'm getting a little better and better at my little job.
I know what I'm saying?
I'm trying. My numbers are pretty decent. I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too, friend.
Oh, yeah. Was that all we had? Or what was the other thing?
I see some white people shit on here.
Okay, so this is some white people shit. So my little client, and I love him to death. I love Mr. Doctor. I'm going to just tell him Doctor. I think I probably said his name. It don't matter. But so he was telling me today, I was talking to him. I was like, he was like, well, what's your favorite? Because he seen me eating those Oreos this morning.
You fucking them up.
I was fucking up these Oreos. And I was like, yeah. He was like, well, what kind of snacks you like? And I was like, well, you know, I was like, you really want to know what got me in a chokehold? He was like, in a chokehold? And I was like, well, that means just got me caught up. And he was like, oh, what is it? And I was like, pound cake.
Yeah, pound cake.
Pound cake. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, just this little place that has a little pound cake. And he was like, well, speaking of cake, my favorite thing is, it's weird though. And I was like, well, what is it? I'm thinking he's going to say like oysters or some weird shit like that. Don't you know this man said, I really love fruit cake.
Fruit cake?
Fruit fucking cake.
That's disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting. And then he says, and I know a lot of people don't like it. He's like, I love it.
Oh my God, be
he
yourself.
Like, he was like, during Christmas, everyone gives me fruitcake.
That is hilarious.
He was like, I love it. He was like, I eat it by the boatloads.
That is crazy.
He was like, if you ever come across some, bring me some fruitcake.
I bet the Fresh Market has it.
Do they?
Probably.
I'm not.
I feel like there'd be mad old people in there.
You know what? If he do, I'll grab it. I'll grab it. That's crazy. But
I
thought that was
some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find myself a different treat than that pie.
Mm, very well. Because we have to go to the store to get the stuff for the boy.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, that was all the white people shit I had. He wanted a fucking fruitcake.
Okay.
He like, that's his favorite. That's nasty.
I guess I have some white people shit, but in a positive light.
Oh, okay.
I had a really great conversation today with somebody.
Okay.
And they kind of educated me a little bit on why white people do some of the things that they do. And I just thought that was interesting.
Okay, well, do educate us black folks.
So, well, it was just more so about, like, I know y'all know when y'all see a white person. We talked about this a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to somehow relate to you being black.
Right.
Every
right,
time.
Right. That's how they do it.
In white culture, when you meet people, you try to find a common ground. And this is true because I've literally done this my whole life and I was raised by white people. So it's like you try to find something in common and then build upon that.
Mm-hmm.
So because they aren't exposed to black people very often where I'm from, the only thing that they know about me is that I'm black. So the first thing that they're going to do is try to relate to that, to try to get on the same page. And now, is that messed up? Yes.
It is.
I'm not just my blackness. Don't, like, see me as a person. Mm-hmm. We could have anything in common.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We can have basketball in common, or we can have ballet in common.
We might like the same damn color, okay?
Right.
Like,
right.
It could be anything, but they choose for it to be
some black shit
every time. Mm-hmm. And that is just something that needs to be fixed in white culture.
Mm-hmm.
But it did give me a little bit of understanding, because I was like, oh, yeah, that is true. And then even so, like, people will do it, like, when they're talking about like something bad, like something bad happened to them, and then they'll relate back, well, something bad happened to me too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's just a different culture than what we deal with. Mm-hmm. Like, if I come to you and I say, well, I'm having this problem, you're not like, well, I'm having this problem too. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
It's like,
well, I think it's because of the reason why there's a difference between this set of group of people that is non-black doing it versus us is because we're kind of like at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. So when you are coming at us, it's gonna feel like that's the only thing you could pick out is some black shit to talk to me about.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
It because feels almost like an attack.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
And it's versus, like, and it makes you feel like you're not seen as a human.
Right. We're only seen like, through black shit.
Yeah, you just see me as a black person, then you stereotype me into being this specific this type black. Of person mm-hmm. when I'm like totally weird and different than a lot of people are.
And they do the dark skin and the light skin shit with us. Because I know for sure they already look at light skin as more beautiful than dark skin.
A lot of people do, and I think that's tragic. Mm-hmm. I think it's tragic.
It really is tragic.
But
because every time, because normally the people that I've ever dated or anything are always chocolate people. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I just think they're just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying like they're just, I mean, I think we are just beautiful. All the shades.
Yeah, all
but
the shades are gorgeous.
It's always, I guess it's just opposites attract. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That thing. But
I would agree with that.
Yeah. It's just, I hate that. And then when hearing it from my chocolate sisters, you know what I'm saying? When they tell their story about it, it is a little sad. When they talk about how they didn't feel like their blackness, as far as their pigment is concerned, was beautiful.
Right. That makes me very
sad. Yeah, that makes me sad too.
And I've seen some gorgeous, gorgeous, very, very melanated women.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, this is going to sound like I'm coming from my mixed privilege right now.
What?
But I sometimes wished that I was more like darker because I just got tired of defending my blackness.
Yeah. Like I had to do the other day. Yesterday I had to just, oh, okay. So we just went, Mickey has to, all right. So everyone gets a chance, but Mickey. Got it. But no, I always wanted to be darker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it is kind of just this whole light skin jokes.
Yeah, and you get questioned. You get questioned. Like, are you mixed? What are you mixed with? What are you?
And then because of certain features that I do have, it's like, then they don't believe me.
Right.
Or your mama or somebody or the master. Then they want to say, well, somebody in your family was fucking the master. And I just hate that connotation.
Yeah, I do too.
They probably was, but like, did they want to, or really what you're talking about is the master raping one of my relatives is what you're talking about.
And it's like, people don't think that deep into it. And they just think that we have this like amazing, like life that we have because we're fair skinned. And I just think that's crazy.
No.
I mean, it's true though. Like we do have there certain privileges.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, I want everybody that is melanated of any shade to feel beautiful. And I want to break that stereotype.
Me too. Because I just think it's, you know, white is not right. Light skinning and, you know, it's just this whole, the connotation of it all.
Right.
And separating us by pigment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's complete BS. It goes back to the slave days and we are not there anymore.
No, we are not. We are not.
So, but
I mean, I'm glad you had that conversation with them and they was able to see that and you get a little understanding because it's all about understanding.
Yeah, it is. And it's really not about race. It's about culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like our cultures are just different, and they don't really mix well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it comes from secrecy, like because you can trust white people a long time ago and you still really can't.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's like black culture was a secret.
Yeah.
And all the different things.
Well, we couldn't be black.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't show that we know how to read or be colorful or interesting or anything like that. We just had to be quiet and do what masters say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm a little upset with you right now because I mentioned this three-body problem to you and you were like, you're watching what? You're watching what? You're watching what? And now it's on here and I haven't even finished it yet.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that's what you were talking about until I randomly, it was late at night, I couldn't sleep. And I was like, well, let me just put this on. And you know, I like the metaphysical shit. Like, it's up my alley.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were really being the best friend at that point and like putting me onto something that I would generally, I did not even put that. Okay, so that's why you're mad. Oh, so that's this is the whole reason why you was mad. This whole, oh,
no.
Oh shit. That's,
because I know it's not, oh, it's Jesus not major. Christ.
Okay,
just
goddamn.
A little talk after this.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Okay, so what is was that it?
I think that's it. I think that wraps up this week's episode.
Oh, no, hold on. Well, you got to watch it. We had to tell them they need to watch it. It's a really good show on Netflix. I didn't finish it either.
Okay.
But it's really, really good.
And they said it's by the same people that do Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they did say mm-hmm. that. But I really like how this whole origin in China.
Yeah.
And then,
I was
know.
Having a hard time keeping up with it because I was doing other things.
Yeah.
So the subtitles were killing me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? It is true. I did have to run it back when they were speaking Chinese mm-hmm. and shit. Because in the beginning, I was like, what's going on
I know.
Here?
I was so confused.
Yeah.
So confused.
But that, yeah. Y'all got to go watch that. I haven't finished it yet. I guess we'll come back and tell y'all about it. But that is very well. Very well. We do have some things to watch.
Well, if you have a question, a topic, or you want our advice, write to us at yesweareblack@gmail.com.
Very good.
You can find me on Instagram at miss.scorpio.nicole.
And you can find me on Who is the Mick with 2 K's on anything.
Awesome. Follow Yes We're Black Podcast on IG as well. And thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And we will catch y'all next week. This has been another episode of
Yes We're Black.
Bye.
Bye, motherfuckers. Oh, happy 30. Dirty 30.
Happy
Why can't
dirty
I say that?
30. I don't
happy
know.
Dirty on the 30. All right. Bye, motherfuckers.
Bye.